I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Mr. Mayorkas, we do not have a country without a secure border. And we cannot have a safe country. We cannot protect our own democracy without protecting our elections. That is a fact. The open border is the number one issue across America in poll after poll. And that is exactly why this committee impeached you.
You've allowed the cartels to make billions and billions. As a matter of fact, you're probably the best business partner they could ever have. They make all this money in human trafficking and drug trafficking at our border. You've allowed approximately 300 Americans to be murdered every single day from fentanyl that comes across our border. And now you're aiding NGOs to steal our elections through your budget. I demand proof of citizenship in our elections, and that is something every single member of Congress should care about. We don't need illegal aliens voting in our elections.
I don't care if you absolutely hate Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Georgia congresswoman. What she is saying should stick you like a sharp knife. We need to make sure that no illegals are voting in our federal elections. And there's proof that we're going to discuss in a moment that there's every effort being made by the Biden administration using your taxpayer dollars to find a way to get them to vote and encourage them. When you do vote, don't forget Joe Biden got you here. We've been suspecting this, and now it's right in your face. You talk about election fraud. This is the beginning of it. And actually, it started long before now, but now they are so brazen on the left. They think we can just flat out tell you we're going to have illegals vote and you will take what we end up with, and that will be another 4 years of Joe Biden. I say not only no, but hell no, and you need to take a good look and take a close look at what's happening right now, and you begin to fight back now. Do not wait as we get to the election date. Every turn going forward, every move needs to be countered, because they will still look for ways to early voting, absentee voting, harvesting votes, illegals voting. And no one's going to bother to check unless a race is really tight. They're just going to show up and be able to vote. Larry, you've gone too far. You're just a conspiracy theorist. Really? Really? Listen, I'm basing this on a fact of what we know is underway, and it only points to one thing, and that is steal the election if necessary. They got Donald Trump tied up in court. He cannot even go out on the campaign trail except on weekends. And they think that will blunt him. And, of course, all these charges against him. And the more they continue to shout about how many charges, many of the uninformed public are going to think, oh, gosh, he must be really bad. We can't really have him. And Biden, again, is touting the phrase that Trump did say, on day one, I'm going to be a dictator. That was, he's going to reverse everything Biden did by executive order. One, shut down the border. And two, restart Keystone Pipeline and make us energy independent again. All of these things. And he said, then we could settle back into what we want with this republic. But they're going to play their game. And if you don't start playing the game, you lose. You lose. We as a nation will lose. Thank you for joining us this hour, number one of Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video for you. You can watch the program. You'll probably see me get pretty red and angry as I go through some of today's program, as sometimes happens. You can watch at Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, Rumble, Twitter. Unless you're in Russia or North Korea, we're told we've been banned from there. So be it. And then, of course, if you miss anything, you can pull up the podcast, audio and our video, LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. I want to re-stress to you, with George Soros taking over the Odyssey stations across the nation, buying them up out of bankruptcy and having more control, there go a lot of conservative voices. And I actually have a lot of friends that work at a couple other stations in town that are owned by Odyssey. And one of them you know very well, KMOX Radio, voice of the Cardinals and also conservative, and was the voice of Rush Limbaugh. And, of course, he's passed. But they will drop the program that's now filling in for him since his departure. And another talk station. Again, I have good friends there. Not worry about them and their future. But they will be silenced because they're not going to allow, when George Soros has anything to say about it, there will not be conservative talk except right here. Right here. We are locally owned. No one tells us what to do or not do, and we are allowed to say it as much and as often as we want. My main mission is patriotism. Even if we have disagreements on political statements, if you're a patriot, we have a lot in common. But the other key point here is, Newstalk STL, we have two great FM stations for you. Great signals. And, of course, we have a wonderful app that you can download on your phone and listen from anywhere. It's free. You simply go to newstalkstl.com. You'll find a place to push, and you can listen live stream 24 hours a day or open up an app for you. And you only need to remember this. We are number one, the number one live, local, conservative voice for you. Thank you, George Soros. We thank you. So here is Marjorie Taylor Greene saying exactly why we're voting to impeach you, Mayorkas, and she made it very clear. Well, Chuck Schumer has already made his statement. He is saying right now that he announced today he's going to offer a resolution to dismiss the House-passed articles of impeachment, slamming the charges as, in his words, bogus and lacking legitimacy. They're not bogus, and there is legitimacy. And I told you he had three options. One, he could do exactly what he's going to do, just vote to dismiss it. Two, never even take it up. Or three, go ahead and hold a quick, real fast Senate vote and be done with it. And, of course, the House impeaching is only like a grand jury returning an indictment. You have to have a conviction by the jury. In this case, it would be the Senate. And if the Senate did take a vote, and with the control they have of the Senate by Democrats, he will not be impeached as far as being found guilty. But Marjorie Taylor Greene brought up something else that they've discovered. And you tell me, when you hear Schumer say, this is all bogus, it's lacking legitimacy, listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene and what they found in Mexico.
Mr. Secretary, the Oversight Project released a bombshell report last night on your connection to the dark money NGO industrial complex of illegal immigration. I know you saw this from one of my colleagues just earlier. They found flyers throughout the Resource Center Matamoros refugee camp in Mexico telling illegal aliens, reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. Eyewitnesses saw the flyers also being handed out to migrants who were using RCM for assistance in coming to the United States. In an audio recording, the founder of RCM, Gabby Zavala, by the way, we maybe should subpoena her to the committee, agreed that they need to help as many people as possible before President Trump gets reelected. RCM is an operation that houses functions for the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which helps migrants enter the United States.
They help them enter the United States, and being a Hebrew association, you think, well, that's probably a good thing. They're helping people. Not when they're handing out flyers, vote Biden when you get there. And then they're going to help facilitate that they can vote, and they've already told them who to vote for. These NGOs are the non-government organizations paid for by you. And as some are saying, they're basically travel agencies for the Department of Homeland Security to get from wherever you are inside the USA. North Carolina Congressman Dan Bishop had some issues about that as well.
I asked what actions DHS is taking to ensure that that doesn't occur.
Well, two things. Number one, I believe that it is state and local election officials that monitor the eligibility of individuals. We do not oversee the election enrollment process. What we do is enforce our borders.
No, you don't.
And in fact,
so it says shorter. Nothing.
In fact,
how can Congress and the American people have confidence that the outcome of close elections will not turn on the votes of non-citizens who have registered and voted unlawfully?
Congressman, election security is one of our priorities. Distribution of federal grant funds to state and local jurisdictions, we have made election security a priority, and we have mandated a minimum.
I'll reclaim my time.
You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. First of all, you say we have nothing to do with that. That's federal and state. Then you're saying election security is one of our priorities. Which one is it? It's whatever you want to make it, isn't it, Mayorkas? And then Marjorie Taylor Greene said, you know what? These NGOs, why some of them really, really like you? Because you have worked with them on their board.
We know that you served as a former board member, former board member of this group that funds illegal immigration. And they're very proud of you, Mr. Secretary. They congratulated you on your nomination. You worked as a board member of an NGO that is working in conjunction with other NGOs, which are not only financing the invasion of the country, but also telling illegal aliens to vote in the United States elections. They are telling illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come vote for Joe Biden. That's your boss. This is corruption at the deepest level. As a matter of fact, I would call it treason. It's treason because these people have declared war on our citizens by raping our women, our children, and murdering people.
I second that. It is treason. And the fact that he has served on such boards, there's a direct conflict. But, of course, it's the Biden team. In the meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson is still facing threats inside the GOP ranks to vote him out if he doesn't make sure that no budget package gets pushed if it does not include money to close the border. Well, Johnson has a very clear response for those who want him out.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. We are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It has not helped the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here.
And that was House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing not to resign after Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie joined Marjorie Taylor Greene in threatening to force a vote to oust the speaker over his foreign aid plan. Massie and the Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene both calling for Johnson to resign now. The text of the foreign aid package was supposed to be released yesterday. Sources tell Fox it's possible the House may not even have the bills ready this week.
And the whole idea was to have it ready in time for the legislators to read it at least 72 hours before they vote on it. So apparently that's not going to happen. But here's what is going on. Speaker Johnson announcing today he is going to stick with his plan to put a series of foreign aid bills on the floor, including funding for Ukraine, despite the pressure. And he says, therefore, we will still vote on Saturday morning. So if you count Saturday as part of the week, then it may happen still this week. I say may. Maria posed a question to Montana Congressman Zinke, and the question and response are very interesting.
Do you want Mike Johnson to step down?
No, and let's be clear. Mike Johnson is the most conservative we've had in the history of this country. Secondly, he's a constitutional attorney. Third, he's a Christian. There's no doubt about that. And lastly, I think he's kind. In this environment where everything's hyper-partisan, people are angry about everything, I think running for, in a kind lane is not a bad thing. So, no, I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere. And look, Maria, I've been a Navy SEAL, and I've been to a lot of battles in my life. And I can tell you, not every commanding general is George S. Patton. Because generals don't win wars, the front line wins wars, and the front line in this case is the members. And Mike Johnson will be successful as a speaker if the members rally around, as they should, and focus on getting the job done and not these distractions.
I'm going to agree with him if they rally around. And as he said, in Montana, we like to circle the wagons and fire at those coming at us. We don't want to circle and have a circle shoot at each other. But the issue is, as you heard mentioned earlier, congressmen are beginning to line up behind Marjorie Taylor Greene, and one of them, as mentioned previously, is Congressman Massey.
There are people riding him like a horse here. They don't care when the horse collapses. I do, because it's going to throw our conference into turmoil. If he would do what John Boehner did, when John Boehner had at least announced that he was cleaning the barn and said, I'm leaving, whatever it was, 8 weeks hence, or when you find somebody to replace me. If Speaker Johnson would do that, we could go without ever being speakerless, and we could be in control of it in the conference. But I'm afraid he is dead set, and the people who are pushing him are dead set on riding that horse until it collapses.
You want him to resign? You want him to resign?
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign.
What did he say?
He said he would not. And then I said, well, you're the one who's going to put us into this. Because the motion is going to get called, okay? Does anybody doubt that? The motion will get called. And then he's going to lose more votes than Kevin McCarthy.
Now, those remarks by Congressman Massey were made prior to Speaker Johnson announcing earlier today that he is going to put forward his series of foreign aid bills. And they will vote on Saturday, maybe Saturday evening, not early Saturday. So everything's still in play. Coming up in the next hour, you heard questions about Mayorkas tied to some boards with the NGOs of the money they've been getting, and Senator Josh Hawley questioning Energy Secretary Graham about some money transactions she's been making, and since she's supposedly overseeing energy companies. Also, do we need a new Declaration of Independence? My guess is yes, it's time for a change now. That's in the next hour, before this hour is over. Iran's leader has three words if Israel decides to retaliate for those missiles fired at Israel. Three words. You're going to hear that before the end of this hour. And also, a closer look at the dangers of TikTok, not just for our nation and our national security, which are obviously serious, but your children, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Pigeons, they are everywhere, and they're very good at dive-bombing freshly washed cars. Wellington Environmental reminds you, those droppings are more than a nuisance. They can be a major health issue, especially massive droppings on buildings or in parking garages. So who do you call to safely clean it up? You do what many hospitals, universities, public buildings already do. You call Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental has been dealing with all kinds of hazards for 35 years. Special people, special skills, special equipment. Wellington gets it done. So to avoid health issues ranging from pigeon droppings to mold to chemical leaks, contact Wellington, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30
on News Talk STL.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Great news for my sponsor, Napoli C. And it's no surprise to me nor hundreds who have dined there. The first time I entered, it was clear Napoli C is unique. The decor, the fish, imaginative cocktails. And, of course, Napoli C is right next door to Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Napoli 2 is in Town and Country. The original Cafe Napoli is in Clayton. And I'm honored to endorse each of them. Visit any of the Cafe Napolis.
This is News Talk STL.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
He left us a great piece of music, doesn't it? Might you want to just stand up and shout America? Yes, over and over again. My guest, glad to have back on board. We haven't had for some time. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He's an international business attorney, a news analyst. You hear him and see him on Fox, BBC, Newsmax on a constant basis. James Herson, glad to have you back, James.
Hey, good to be with you, Larry. How are you?
I'm great, and I took note of a piece you had written referenced TikTok, and of course there's been a lot of focus and been concern among parents in TikTok, but they might have looked at it as for their kids. It's kind of, you know, silly little behavior, not a big deal. Obviously, there's a national security issue, but you focus specifically with an article pointing out TikTok's undue influence on our youth. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because this relates to the national security issue. Everybody knows who investigates TikTok. It's owned by China. And there's a Chinese version of TikTok that is totally different.
Oh, yeah.
The Chinese version focuses on math and science and when it comes to kids and them being good citizens. And it's wholesome. And it's good for the country, good for China. Whereas the American version of TikTok has degrading content and brings them down. And one of the things, even the liberal world of psychology and psychiatry is starting to pay attention, because what's happening is the kids that are going on TikTok are developing symptoms of these ambiguous mental diseases. Now, we know, you know, all the gender stuff is on there, and there's all that. But in addition to that, they self-diagnose themselves by watching influencers claim to be experts or claim to be victims and suffering from diseases. So it's a threat to the profession of psychology, the profession of psychiatry. And there's a type of phenomenon that existed before social media. It's called a sociogenic disease.
Right.
And it happens sometimes when young people gather together and they're all given kind of similar information, either from the grapevine or from the event that they're at, and all of them go running to the doctor with the same symptoms. And this is showing up, and it makes sense, because when people go online, they're experiencing a lot of the same kind of phenomena that they would experience at a social event, only in some ways it's more magnified.
Now, and to that extent, or sometimes they looking at it and say, you know, looking back over my last few days, that sounds kind of like me. And then they're anxious to join and become part of it. They, I have it too. Count me as one.
Yeah, exactly. Because kids go through a period, especially as they're developing, where they feel lonely. And they're looking to join a group and looking to feel love. And so they'll see something, whether it's obsessive, compulsive, or ADHD, and they'll say, you know, this symptoms are so ambiguous that everybody has elements of these kind of ambiguous pathologies. So they'll say, yeah, I identify, they join the group, and they get instantaneous love. So in 2021, during the lockdown period, or just afterward, a bunch of neurologists had a flood of young people claiming that they had Tourette syndrome. Hmm. And Tourette syndrome is when somebody has like a fast-paced movement or sound. And the classic thing in the media and in Hollywood is they'll write about Tourette syndrome and somebody screams out obscenities.
Numerous obscenities. I've seen that a young girl that's on there constantly, and she's talking perfectly, and all of a sudden she goes off in this rant with numerous obscene words. So kids are watching that, identifying with it, and copying, or they actually think they have it and are performing?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're watching these viral TikTok videos of people that claim to have Tourette syndrome. They probably do. And then they self-diagnose as having Tourette syndrome, maybe because they have a slight movement or they noticed a tick in their face or whatever. But it becomes exaggerated because it's psychosomatic. And the next thing you know, they're running to the doctor. And what happened, it was a phenomenon like that occurred, where these doctors all basically determined that these symptoms that the teenagers had, they all had this one thing in common. They were many, many hours of watching TikTok and watching influencers. What that illustrates, though, is it shows the power of that social media platform. I mean, this is true of any social media platform, but it's particularly TikTok.
Especially when it's multiplied over. Let me give you an example of something real quick. And you're talking about as being pushed by influencers and TikTok and the mass reach. I know a couple of children. One is about 6 or 7 autistic, and his younger brother is maybe 4. And when the older child is running with his hands in limp fashion, his wrist dropped, you know, and kind of running awkwardly, the younger boy was never around any other kids. He thought that was a way to run and make those noises. He was mimicking his brother and his autism, and he thought he was doing, you know, that's the way all kids are. And now you multiply that with the reach of TikTok. My God, you've got an explosion of such things.
Absolutely. And it's intentional. That's the part, you know, I mean, there's so many different destructive forces that are occurring media-wise on TikTok at the same time when it's owned by China, and it they have these two different platforms, one in their country, one in ours. And that's what makes it, you know, in addition to the fact that they're acquiring all our data through that medium, and who knows what they're doing with it.
Well, manipulating minds, pushing from the river to the sea, when a lot of folks shouting it don't even know what river we're talking about.
Well, they're using it as a propaganda medium. And also, it's the nature of social media. The algorithms are written so that they use data to then market to the individual and push content that they, the algorithm determines the person's interested in. So a young, impressionable kid goes on TikTok, starts looking at videos involving non-binary influencers, and the next thing you know, their TikTok feed is flooded with non-binary influencers.
You're listening, and James. I'm sorry, you're listening, James Herson, a New York Times bestseller and a news analyst, Fox, BBC, Newsmax. This is very similar, all again multiplied, as a Stockholm syndrome, where the hostages suddenly identify with the person holding them hostage.
Well, you know, that's an aspect of it for sure. But the important thing is, that, you know, number one, I think, is that parents and guardians, uncles, aunts, grandparents, they've got to control the devices and got to control the internet consumption of kids. And that's a very good question. Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, and I know that this isn't popular, but I know some parents would say, hey, I'm not going to let them have a smartphone until they reach a certain age. And even then, I'm going to try my best to assert parental controls, and I'm going to have conversations with my kids to find out what they're consuming. TikTok shouldn't really be an app that's on a child's phone in America. And so, you know, right now there's a lot of talk about legislation to either have the ownership change, which is that's a whole other conversation.
But very quickly, with your background as an international business attorney, what are the options on something like that?
Well, I mean, the options are one is to completely ban the app from the country. The other is to get it out of Chinese ownership hands. But, you know, there's people like Mark Zuckerberg who would love to get a hold of TikTok. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't done such a great job protecting children on Facebook. So, and he hasn't done such a great job with free speech. I'd rather see Elon Musk buy TikTok than have Mark Zuckerberg. But it's within the realm of who's going to own it. I think there's been enough demonstrated evidence that we have to beware of so-called companies that are owned by, essentially controlled by the CCP.
Anybody in any group attacking the minds of our children, molesting them. James Herson, we're going to do this again, sir.
All right. Well, God bless you, Larry.
God bless you, James. I appreciate it very much. Coming up, Israel has three words, or rather Iran has three words for Israel. If you dare retaliate for us firing missiles at you.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
John Beale knows that right after a hailstorm, new roofing companies start popping up everywhere. But the Small Business Administration reports 96% of them go out of business within the first 5 years. So how good is that warranty? John Beale started in the roofing business helping his granddad and his dad. Always offering the best roof, best price, best guarantee. John Beale Roofing, not some fly-by-the-night operation. Call my friend John. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA! That's a big game, man!
She's really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in the mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
He is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
The United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
This is moving season for many homeowners and businesses. Contact my sponsor, McGuire Moving and Storage. McGuire will come to you, give you a free, honest appraisal. McGuire, fully licensed, insured, local or long distance, with climate-controlled storage. McGuire Moving and Storage has the Larry Connors USA seal of approval. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Israeli military confirms there will be a response to Iran's weekend missile and drone attack, saying it'll be done in a way and at a time Israel chooses.
There's always a fear of escalation, but we are not looking for escalation. We are looking to make sure that Iran doesn't do this.
The scope of Israel's retaliation is unclear as the country's war cabinet debates its response. But one of Israel and Iran's closest neighbors in the Middle East is urging calm. Jordan's foreign minister says the country won't let anyone put their citizens in danger and will confront anyone who does.
Our message is clear to everyone, to Israel and Iran, that we will not allow you to turn Jordan into a war zone.
Iran, which has characterized the attack on Israel as retaliation for a deadly strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, is warning Israel against risking a wider conflict.
If the Israeli regime makes a mistake, this time Iran's response, as Iran's military commanders announced, will not be minimal, but immediate and severe.
Immediate and severe. And there are some added words. Three words specifically. According to the Ayatollah, basically, if we respond, these three words for Israel, three words. Nothing would remain. Nothing would remain. The Ayatollah's final declarative statement to Israel, if you dare attack Iran, even though we attacked you, sending drones and missiles, and you shot most of them down, but we've penetrated some of your barriers, and mostly, I should point out to you, when they claim they did, some of it was just debris falling from the sky after a missile or drone had been intercepted. Still dangerous, hitting anyone on the ground, but thank goodness, no reports of any casualties, no major hub area hit. But, of course, the question is, what did they learn? What did they learn about the defense capabilities of Israel with what they did shoot? How many more do they have, and what greater power do they have? Fred Flights I've had on numerous times before. 25, 30 years with Central Intelligence, Department of National Intelligence, various degrees along that line in background and policy making. And he said, Iran is this close. Those of you watching, this close to having a nuke already. Now, whether or not they have true missile delivery capability, which we have to assume they probably do, but let's say they don't, they can get it in any way and any fashion into Israel. So when the Ayatollah makes that statement, if you decide to come after us because we attacked you first, I mean, give me, of course Israel's going to respond. But if they hit Iran directly, the Ayatollah saying nothing. Nothing would remain of Israel. Now, you heard Jordan concerned about if you're going to broaden this war and include us, you're going to get us upset. And Jordan has been having some better relationships with Israel, as do some of the others. But then they want to turn around and blame Israel? If something like that happens. Now, my guest yesterday was telling us that probably the reaction they're going to have and the what they will do, and Fred, in fact, as Fred Flight's making that point, they'll probably target Iranian leaders again or Iranian positions outside Iran to begin with. The Biden administration is supposedly now considering maybe we put some sanctions back into place. That's great late thinking. And in the midst of all of this, we still hear from so many shouting, death to America, right here in our nation. They have freedom of speech. They can do that. But a lot of these libs are out there shouting, death to America, death to Israel, and also shouting from the river to the sea, as I said in the interview with James Herson, they don't even know what river they're discussing. I'm not even sure they know what sea they would be discussing. But they're just out there chanting. They are babies when it comes to their mind and their brain matter. They're just absorbing whoever speaks to them last and the loudest, and that's propagandist. You need to get more of them tuned to this program. I have a lot of young listeners, more and more. And I know several high schoolers that are listening. And I'm glad to be able to reach those kids, and I hope they are replicating and repeating it. But I don't want anyone to follow me like sheep. But investigate what I put in front of you. I give you the sources. I don't try to deny you any information. But you contrast that with the propaganda machines and what's happening. Here's a clip from Chicago, and they're teaching them to chant in Farsi, Iranian language, death to America, and they want to shout it across our country in Farsi. This is almost humorous, and yet it's extremely serious.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg Bar.
Marg bar.
Marg bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings depending on the death to or down with. So
can we get a Marg Bar America?
We can get a Marg Bar America. Yes, we can. Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You just graduated. Great. You can chant death to America in Farsi. Now, I want you to contrast, and again, that's happening in Chicago. And I want you to contrast that to some kind of, I don't know what happened to Morning Joe this morning, who spiked his coffee or what, but he went off on a tangent, and as you listen to him, you're thinking, well, he's really calling the left to account. He's really going after the left. Not so much, Larry.
You live in the most powerful, greatest country on the face of the earth, and you're voting for a guy that tells you every day that America sucks? What's wrong with you? Who raised you?
Mm. Yeah.
What history did you read?
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Because you may claim to be from where I'm from, but you were not raised by the same teachers I was raised by. And you don't read. Because if you read, Mike, the facts are clear. And I'm getting tired of saying this to people who claim to be patriotic but hate America.
Right. Right.
Because they're always running America down.
Yes.
They're always trashing America. They're always saying America's horrible. Its democracy doesn't work. We need a dictatorship if Donald Trump doesn't win. I'm tired of people running America down.
That's where he slipped on that part. He had me. He had me. I was willing to send money in. I was going to put my hand on the TV or the radio and be baptized by Joe Scarborough because he's talking about I hate people who run America down and they don't like us and they chant against our country and everything. And I do too, Joe. I'm with you. My God, we're brothers in arms. And then you said dictators. I'm in agreement with that, but right behind that you added Donald Trump. Right up to that point, you could have been talking about anybody of the woke mob and the Biden administration. You had me, Joe. You had me so close to coming into the tent with you. But then you spilled it at the end when you dropped Trump's name on the floor. Like a dog on its daily walk. That's what you were doing, Joe. But everything he said, I hate people who run this country down all the time. Who does that? That would be the woke, Joe, your own crowd, your own audience, including those of the squad. Rashida Tlaib, for instance. I'm a Muslim lover first, and my original country, not this country, although I serve as a congresswoman. And then all the Hollywood elites, boy, Trump were elected the first time. I'm going to leave the country. I'll leave. They did not leave. And damn it, I wish they had. And some of them are threatening it again. And here Joe went on this diatribe, and I actually, when you first start listening to him, he's calling them out. He's calling out these leftists. You're in this country. Look what it's given you, rewarded you, educated you, taught you values and ethics when we actually had education in our schools, not indoctrination. And I know several teachers. They do not like the position they've been put in. They're still in there trying to do their best to educate. And, of course, in some cases, they're having to bend because that pension means a lot to them at this point and the work they put in, and I fully understand. But they've been lumped now in with all the others that are trying to destroy America. So Morning Joe Scarborough was calling it out, but then he dropped the word Trump in there, and it became very clear. He was calling us, by us I'm talking about real patriots, saying we were the ones criticizing America. I'm criticizing the people that are trying to lead America. And he knows it. I wonder how many of you in his audience were thinking, oh, my God, he's gone to the other side. And then they hear the word Trump. Okay, he's still with us. Earlier, we aired a clip of Maria Bartiromo interviewing Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, I should say, over all the bickering that's taking place with the House Republicans right now on financial aid packages. And I told you, Senator, or rather, House Leader Johnson says, I am going to introduce these bills, and we're going to vote on them possibly Saturday evening. And, of course, the fate of him anyway, if he goes forward, to keep him or get rid of him. Maria dug into a couple of issues, so coming up, I'm going to have you hear an extended engagement of her questions.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount. They pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I recognize this drama within the House is ridiculous. And you know, it makes the House look like a joke that you can't unify at all. But on the other hand, we're still waiting for the border security.
Absolutely. You know, and Republicans, there's a Montana saying that circle the wagons and shoot out rather than in. I think we all have to focus on the number one issue is the border, and I 100% agree with you.
Is Mike Johnson focusing on the border?
He is. His position is where we can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. I look
what
at it, the border
mean,
is the number one issue.
You haven't walked.
Well,
there's no border security.
You're absolutely right. So, you know, I'm not sure we're going to lay the foot of our border security in the Congress, but. Look, the president has, again, he has the full authority and the funding to do it. So what is Congress going to do? We remove the funding and remove any border patrol at all? H.R. 2 is our path to secure the border, and we're trying to find some way to get that, get H.R. 2 on the table for the Senate.
Well,
and whether it means holding everything up, we're getting close.
Instead of having a fight within the membership, maybe you really need to be tougher with the Senate to get H.R. 2 through. I mean, I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, we only needed 19 hijackers to take down the Trade Center. It feels a little like we're a bit of a sitting duck, given the fact that we've got this wide open border and all of these people on the terrorist watch list and all of these Chinese nationals coming in, which we have no idea what they're doing.
And good point there. Excellent point. And when he said, well, we can't walk and chew gum and say, what the hell does that mean? H.R. 2, let me remind you, is the bill that would make changes to immigration law, including imposing limits on anyone's eligibility, asylum eligibility, requiring employers to use electronic systems to verify these people. And, of course, the left doesn't want to do anything to verify anything. They want them just flood. And, as we pointed out earlier, to vote for Biden, because he'll find a way to help them vote. In the meantime, Trump is, of course, tied up in court, and some of the jurors, they started out with almost 100, then they got down to around 34 or so. Now I think they're even less than that. And he's saying it's a sham, and I'd agree. And then one of them who was basically going to be seated, word came out, the social media that they'd been putting out that I hate Trump. You can't be on the jury in that case. So they actually did pull that one off, thank God. But it's not over. And coming up, Senator Hawley of Missouri questioning the Secretary of Energy about what are you investing in? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.